Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm WSB's Mark Arum.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center is on alert. With immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
traffic red alerts, from Cobb to Cherokee, Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all the rest.
All the rest.
WSB. Depend on it.
This is Josh Wolf, and even though he's a New York Giants fan, go ahead and listen to the Mark Arum Show.
No, I'll run this town to be near you. No.
Welcome back to the show on a good Thursday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 11:08, 8 after 11. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Everybody is here. Low T Chuck screens the calls. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window. Johnny Kielbasa is just 30 brief minutes away from a fast food review. We are discussing Turner Field. The last game at Turner Field will be this Sunday, ending a stellar 20-year run as the home of your Atlanta Braves. We're discussing Turner Field memories tonight, your favorite memories at the grand old ballpark. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. I just want to know, you know, literally have been millions of memories made at Turner Field over the last 20 years. Proposals, I mentioned, taking your son or daughter to the ballpark for the first time, catching a foul ball. I've never caught a foul ball at a baseball game.
Really? I almost got hit by one.
That's interesting. I've almost been hit by a couple of them, but I've never, I've been to 1,000 professional baseball games and I've never caught a foul ball or a home run.
My dad's first baseball game, him and my mom are in New York, huge Yankees fans. Mm-hmm. They're in Yankee Stadium. They're 10 rows back. Yankees are on first base side or third base. I don't remember. Whatever side the Yankees were on.
Yeah.
They're 10 rows back. Dad catches a foul ball from Jorge Posada.
No kidding. Yeah. That'd be the first base side.
Is that what it is, first base side? Yeah. So he's got that in one of those little cases. He tried to get it side. He tried, and then he goes, man, I couldn't get anywhere near that rail after the game to try and yell at him to get it signed.
1984. I was invited by Mike Morey to go to the Yankees game, and my mom wouldn't let me go because his dad drank, and she didn't want me to drive, you know, to the ball game because she thought the dad would get wasted, whatever. Mike Morey catches a Willie Randolph home run ball.
Oh.
I would have been sitting right next to him.
Yeah,
could have caught it. Unbelievable. Here's what I've got a ton of memories, but one of my favorite memories actually wasn't during a game. So the Braves used to hire me to MC special events for corporate bigwigs.
Okay.
So I forgot. I think this was...
How'd you ruin that gig?
yeah.
You said used to, so I assume...
Yeah, I don't know what I did. I'm sure I did something.
I don't know what I did.
And anyway, so this one gig was a corporate event for a big bank, maybe Bank of America, I don't know. And it was either like Bank of America executives... or really big account holders with Bank of America, or a decade ago. But it was this group of, you know, important people. And the deal was they got to take batting practice on Turner Field. It was an off day. And I had to MC and glad hand, and then there was a luncheon after. But I got to swing in the cage as well. And Greg McMichael, former Brave, was the guy throwing batting practice. So for about 10 minutes, I took BP on the field at Turner Field against a former major league pitcher.
Nice. Did you get anything out of the infield?
Yeah. I didn't hit any out of the ballpark.
Right. But
the funny part is I offered a steak dinner to any of the bigwigs if they could hit one out.
Yeah.
Dude hit one out.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy. Nice. But that was one of my favorite experiences. It had nothing to do with an actual Braves game, but I was at Turner Field.
Yeah, but still
taking batting practice on the field. It was
pretty
sweet.
Impressive.
404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Michael's up on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Mark, how y'all doing
Excellent.
Tonight?
How are you, sir?
Well, I got a memory for you. Long time ago, I was fortunate enough to win a contest on a radio station.
Okay.
I will not mention the radio station out of respect for you guys. But I ended up being caller 694.
Okay.
And I ended up winning field level seats to Game 5 of the World Series against the Minnesota Twins. And you talk about an exciting game.
No doubt.
It was the game where I believe the batter was Jerry Willard, and he hit the sacrifice fly and drove in the guy from third base, and it was super close at home plate.
Sure.
And
now
you
there's only
could have heard Turner Field.
There's only one problem though. That is going to be at Fulton County Stadium. That game.
Are you sure about that? Because I could have sworn it was Turner Field.
It was a playoff game against the Twins.
Yeah,
that was definitely Fulton County Stadium.
Oh, okay.
But that's a great Fulton County Stadium memory. That's.
Then let me give you this.
Okay.
One most recent one was a game that I went to. It was against the Miami Marlins, and unfortunately, it was my last game seeing it at Turner Field, and it just happened to be with the pitcher Fernandez.
Oh, Jose Fernandez.
Killed, and they, the pitcher for the Braves almost knocked his head off with one of his pitches, and the benches cleared.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what?
I've never seen a Braves game at Turner Field where the benches were cleared. And for that to happen so suddenly
One of my thank you for the call, Michael. I never got to see Jose Fernandez in person pitch. That's sad. That's
the guy that died in the boat accident, right? Did you see what they did? The whole team wore his jerseys the other night.
Yeah,
that was kind of cool.
That's so he was so good too, and so young. So sad. 404-872-0750-1-800-WSB-TALK.
We need more lemon pledge.
Marco's in Lilburn. Marco, how you doing, little guy?
Good. How you doing?
Excellent. What's going on?
Not much. I got a good one and a bad one, I guess. A good one, we went to a Braves game. I forget who they were playing, but when Maddox was pitching, and we were, like, losing by one. And, you know, everybody's like, we got a tie, because it was just a bad season again. And Maddox goes up, and he gets on first base. You know, the wife was like, he's not getting on there. And bam, he gets on first base. He starts just moving, and I'm like, he's going to steal first base. She's like, there's no way, no pitcher steals it. Bam, he steals first base.
No kidding.
He gets the second. Yeah, it was rare. And then the guy came after him, boom, he hit a double, and Maddox made it home.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. I was like, kind of bad one was, it was me, her, and her sister and her boyfriend, and it was in the wintertime, or it was cold at least, and I like getting ice cream or anything in the wintertime.
Uh-huh.
It just lasts longer, so I had those Dippin' Dots and a pretzel for her. So I got the Dippin' Dots, a large one in my left hand, and I'm kind of, you know, the steps are like one step, and then it goes a little further, and then another step. So I'm walking up, and I guess, and I see her waving, and I guess I missed the step, and I fall forward. And as I'm falling with the pretzel in my right hand, my elbow lands down, and the whole section was like, oh, my dipping. I only missed like two dipping dots. I got back to my seat, and she's like, why didn't you just throw the food out? I was like, I wasn't dropping my dipping dots.
I'm not, I don't know about, are you a fan of dipping dots, Longoria?
Yeah, they're okay. It's not the first thing I go for. My wife goes for those first, but
I would rather have regular ice cream. I just don't know. I'm not a.
It was different.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got the Neapolitan.
Listen, if you hand me a bowl of Dippin' Dots, I'm gonna eat it. But I would much prefer.
I don't think they melt as fast as like if you were to go get ice cream. And that's
yeah, they
purpose.
Don't. They're like they're yeah.
for a hot. But Marco gets them when it's freezing out.
Yeah,
oh, I love it because your ice cream lasts longer. You know, they don't just melt there in 1 minute.
Your ice cream lasts longer, Longo. Hey, so let me play some audio right here, Longo. Okay. This is one of my favorite memories at Turner Field. John Smoltz recording his record-breaking save.
And the pitch to Valentin, fly ball, shallow right field. Here comes Darren Bragg. He's under it, and John Smoltz has set a new record for saves by a National League reliever. He just got number 54, saving it for Greg Maddux as the Braves beat the Mets in game one of the doubleheader by a final score of 3-1.
They, of course, Pete Van Wehren with, that's another thing at Turner Field, getting to work with Pete Van Wehren, Skip Carey, Joe Simpson, Don Sutton, just, you talk about a dream job, being able to go to the ballpark and talk baseball with them every day.
That's true.
That was, although in all the games I went to Turner Field, I never saw Marco drop his Dippin' Dots. So I guess that's my biggest regret.
You should have put it on the Megatron.
Exactly. Marco, preach, buddy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. John's in Ball Ground. John, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, great show, you guys.
Thank you, Johnny.
I worked, can I name a dealership?
Sure.
Palmer Dodge in Roswell, Georgia.
Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with
and,
it.
And Steph Forsythe's brother-in-law was Alan Embry. Do I got that right?
You do indeed.
Yeah, I got to go to about three or four games with him, and we'd leave work. We'd get done about 7, and he'd fly down there and got killed about 2 or 3 times and got to sit behind home plate next to Maddux's wife. And good memories, man.
That was
good
you memories. Talk about so – the players' wives. Now, I don't know about Maddux because he was a superstar, but there's a section. It was in the 200 level. So if you're on the pitcher's mound and you're looking at home plate and you look up to the right, not right behind home plate, but the next level up to the right behind home plate, that's where the families sit. So, and if I ever needed Braves tickets, like if my family was coming to town or whatever, and I'd ask the Braves, they'd give me tickets, and it was the players' wives section. And it was always fun to sit in there and go, who's, and you could tell the wives from the girlfriends, you know, because the wives, they go like, they dress as, you know, normal, like just wives, whatever.
Yeah,
but the girlfriends would be in like club outfits. And it was like, I wonder whose girlfriend that is. Like what player met her at the club last night?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, you want to go,
I'll leave you a couple of tickets for the, those are good times too. Trying to guess whose girlfriend was in the seat. A lot of good memories at Turner Field. I want to hear yours, your favorite memory at Turner Field as it ends its 20-year run here as home of the Braves. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. Throwback Thursday listening to...
Bill Haley.
I love that you have to look every time. Bill Haley. Throwback Thursday. This is the Mark Arum Show.
The wildest thing around. Walking days in heavy feet.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Turner Field memories from you to me, me to you. Steve's in Smyrna. Steve, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Turner Field memory, what do you got, buddy?
Two summers ago, I was with my best friend, Will, and my now fiance, Haley, and we just randomly got some nosebleed seats, and in the middle of the seventh inning, we had a streaker.
Oh, no. So
went from home plate and made it all the way to center field before he got tackled by security or police.
Male or female?
It was a male.
Oh, dang it. All right. That I've never seen a streaker at Turner Field. Greg's in Ackworth. Greg, Turner Field memories, my friend.
Yeah, I've got three good ones. I was able to go to the home run derby and all-star game, so that was a wonderful experience.
Actually, that was 2000, right? I was there for the all-star game. I didn't go to the home run derby, though.
Yeah, that was a lot of. I actually got a foul ball at the home run derby, so that was a big highlight too. So that was fun. Kind of a weird vibe when Randy Johnson was pitching his perfect game.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird towards the end because, you know, you're a Braves fan, but it's kind of, you know, you're watching history, and, you know, it's like after each out, people were kind of cheering, but it was kind of a weird vibe. But, you know, you don't see many perfect games.
Yeah, hardly ever. Of course, I wasn't there for that game.
And then the last one was, and I forget the hurdle, but I want to say it was either 2,000, John Smoltz 2,000 strikeout.
3,000.
3,000.
Yeah.
Strikeouts.
Yeah.
It was a strikeout record. I just wasn't sure which hurdle it was. We, you know, we knew it was a possibility. So we actually, my son and I said, let's go buy some tickets and see if a game.
I was at that game too. Yeah. That was a very cool experience. And I got one of my most prized possessions is, so I was at the game when Smoltz struck out at 3,000. I had a press pass, and I eventually later got him to sign the press pass. And the game program,
nice.
John Smoltz, 3,000 strikeout. That was a very cool experience. Elliot's in Johns Creek. Elliot, real quick, your Turner Field memories.
Mark, hey there. I also have a prized possession and involves Hank Aaron. It starts 40 years ago in New York City. They were playing. It was the year after Aaron played the Mets, and it was the year after he broke Ruth's record. I was 13 years old. We followed the team bus and got his autograph 9 times on a brochure that was handed out one time on the day that he broke Ruth's record, on a trifold brochure. Well,
do you still have it?
I sure do, absolutely. Like I said, it's one of my most prized possessions. It's one of 9 autographs. We had 9 guys.
Sign them up. That's awesome. Elliot, I got to run for news, weather, and traffic. I would love to meet Hank Aaron. Anyone make that happen, I'll give you the WSB prize pack. And a tour of the studio and some egg salad. So someone make that happen. We'll come back with more of your Turner Field memories. 404-872-0750. Throwback Thursday on the Mark Arum Show.
I'm WSB's Clark Howard. From Cobb to Cherokee,
Carroll to Gwinnett,
Fulton to Forsyth,
and all of Metro 11.
You'll get severe weather,
a traffic riddler,
or
breaking news immediately
accurate
from the WSB 24-hour Breaking News Center. WSB,
depend on it.
Hey, this is Tom Glavin, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show.
He packed in the animals 2x2, ox, camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight, I couldn't get no sleep that night. Roll with the chef and him, tell me about the master plan. Oh, my
Welcome back to the show, 11:35, 25 in front of midnight. Mark Arum with you till 12 every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Tomorrow night on the show, I know you guys are all excited. You want to know who's going to be on the show tomorrow night. Well, I'm going to tell you. Comedian Lynn Coplitz will be on. You've seen her on a bunch of things. Jay Black, WSB Sports Director. We'll preview the Bulldogs game against Tennessee on Saturday. And an actress whose name I forgot. She was in Twilight, but more importantly, she's going to be in the new HBO show Westworld, which premieres this Sunday. I'm very
cool
excited about that. Did you ever see the movie Westworld?
I did not.
70s movie, Yul Brynner.
Mm-mm. No.
It's about an amusement park where you can go and pay, and it's like, you get to live in a Western town in you know, the olden days.
Okay.
And it's with robots that look human as, and you get to be the hero. You know, you get to come, whatever. And obviously things go awry.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's a really good movie.
Is this, not Gene Hack, Anthony Hopkins?
Yes.
Is he? Oh, he is okay. In it. That's the show.
Yes.
I saw that the other day and I told Hot Neighbor, I'm like, I kind of want to watch this. This looks pretty cool.
Anthony Hopkins, Ed Harris.
Yeah, it's like a virtual world almost.
Yes. And this woman that I interviewed, but I forgot her name.
Oh, okay. Well, now I'm all excited. Now I know what it is.
I would recommend this weekend, if you can, watch the movie on Netflix or whatever, okay. Westworld, just to give you an idea of what it's about.
It's, like.
It's right. A really good movie. I recommend it too, Longoria. I recommend you go to Turner Field this weekend as well. Final games at Turner Field. Braves are on fire, by the way, which is awesome. Big, good momentum leading up to next season at SunTrust Park. But as Turner Field closes its doors for the final time, just your favorite Turner Field memories. That's all I want to know. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Chad's in Commerce. Chad, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. Glad to hear you. My memories actually go a little bit before Turner Field. They go back to the Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. Dale Murphy, Steve Avery, the Dale Murphy appreciation night after he got traded to Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming back and seeing them, you know, we were there the night that, I guess it was 93, 94, when they first won the Nationals. And we all sat there and listened to the rest of the Dodgers game to see who was going to go to the World Series. And then coming back to the new Turner Field and seeing them do it again in the early 2000s.
I have the ticket somewhere of the final game at Fulton County and the first game at Turner Field. I got to find those and post pictures of them. I went to the World Series, the last game, game five at Fulton County Stadium, and I'd been in Atlanta maybe 3 months, and I was just so excited. The Braves and the Yankees in the World Series, and I get to go to the game. It was awesome. Chris is in Lake City. Chris, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. Three things. Rico McCarty, home run ball. Ken Oberfell, all my friends were standing around me and wasn't paying attention. Hits line drive. Catch that one with one hand. And then the other memory would be at Turner Field was Barry Bonds. I think he went 5 for 5, had 4 or 5 home runs. One of the balls, I got a foul ball from him early in the game. It was a last-minute thing. A friend of mine worked the third base side, and he got me a seat right down on the field, and I caught one of his foul balls, and I tried all night to get him to sign the ball. Wouldn't even pay attention to me.
Wow. But listen, you caught a foul ball. I've been to 1,000 big league games, and I've never caught a foul ball. 1,000. That's like if you had a bowl of Skittles, and 3 of the Skittles were foul balls. Would you take a handful of Skittles? No, I never caught a freaking foul ball in 1,000 games. Matthew's in Canton. Matthew, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, I've got one that I witnessed and one my dad told me about.
Okay.
We used to go on field trips there all the time back in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a huge Chipper Jones fan back then. And we were walking by the locker room, and they just had one of those little, like, bank ropes that you see to block off the locker room.
Yeah.
So I was a little troublemaker and decided it'd be a good idea to go play with Chipper Jones' uniform.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, teachers and security got there real quick.
I was about to say, did you get in trouble?
Not too bad, but they weren't happy.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. I haven't even thought about this. Forget about what's going on in the field and the stands. And the press box that I get to. I used to hang out in the Braves locker room after every game, trying to get audio. And the clubhouse kid banging the cleats together, so the audio sucked.
You'd
be like, Chipper, what did you think about that home run? Well, I'll tell you what. And then the kid in the background just slapping cleats together. I knew what he was doing it on purpose, too.
He probably was.
Yeah. And sitting in Bobby Cox's office, smoking a cigar after a game. I used to bring Bobby Cuban cigars all the time.
Before they were legal.
Yeah, they're still not legal.
I thought they are now.
I don't think so.
I thought with a Cuban
maybe
thing
I don't
that
know.
We're doing.
They're more illegal.
But anyway, they're more legal.
They're like pot. It's not really sort of that illegal, but it's in this gray area now.
But just spending time with Bobby Cox in his office, God. I mean, great, that could have happened. If that happened in any ballpark, it would have been awesome. But
right.
All this stuff happened at Turner Field. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Your
and now
favorite Turner Field memories.
And now, on the Mark Arum Show, it's time for the Fast Food Review.
Joining us live on the Greasy Salty Hotline, from parts unknown, height unknown, weight we do not want to know, Johnny Kilbasa and the ever so popular Fast Food Review. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing great, Mark Arum. I'm covered with cheese. I am to please. I'm wrapped in bacon. I'm here for the taking, and I'm also covered in more chili than a Turner Field foot long chili dog, Big Daddy.
Right. I remember going to the, I was talking about the Chop House earlier, Johnny, when we used to go out there, we get like a $5 standing room ticket and just hang out in the Chop House.
There were so many times, you know, I'd get there in the third inning, get to the Chop House, have a couple drinks, leave in the seventh and never see one pitch.
Yeah. That was, those were good. I mean, but if you're, if, you know, you're young like we were, and, you know, you'd have to spend a fortune on a ticket because we never went to a seat. We'd just stay in the Chop House and drink beers.
Yeah, that was one of the best ideas they ever had when they started out, the $5.
That was, those were some good times. Johnny Kilbasa, shotgunning beers in the outfield at Turner Field.
Go Braves.
Nice. Go Braves, indeed. All right, what's on the menu tonight, Jonathan?
I went down to the drive through in Sonic. I know I don't get there very often, but they got a new deal going on, which it really isn't bad. But they got buy one, get one free BOGO boneless wings on Monday through Thursday nights.
Whoa.
And they've got a bunch of new flavors.
So you buy one boneless wing, you get a second free, or is it like a package of them?
Yeah, no, buy one, get one.
Okay.
Yeah, buy a one package and get one package free.
It's like, I want two boneless wings, and I get two for free.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It's a one-for-one ratio. You know, they've got different flavors now. Garlic Parmesan, hot honey, pineapple habanero, Asian sweet chili. I think I knew her. And, buffalo boneless. You know what? I do have a bone to pick with boneless, and I might have talked about this before. Boneless wings aren't wings at all.
No.
They're white meat. You know, that's like calling a hamburger a boneless steak. You know, I'm going to go get a boneless steak sandwich. You know, you just don't do that.
That's awesome. You're right. That is ridiculous. A hamburger is not a boneless steak. It's a hamburger.
Right.
Oh, Johnny, that's brilliant.
Yeah, maybe I'll tweet that.
Tweet that, absolutely. I'll retweet the crap out of that.
Yeah, I guess they don't. I mean, I guess they just don't want to call them nuggets or something. I mean, there's got to be some other thing besides boneless wings. But anyway, they're still tasty chunks of breaded deep-fried chicken spun in sauce one way or another.
Yeah.
So they're not bad. And they're buy one, get one free. So, you know, if you're...
I like Sonic. I'm a fan of Sonic.
They got sometimes I'm just... I think a lot of people are just intimidated by the whole drive-through situation or drive-in situation.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with how a thing works, then yeah, I could see people going, let's just stick to the something I know. But Sonic's, they have different stuff. I like that. You know, you can get odd things at a Sonic that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, and then you get to sit in your car and they bring it to you.
Yeah, exactly. Now, do you tip that guy, Johnny, or the gal? I always tip them when they come out.
Yeah, well, you have to because you're an icon, and if you don't tip people, they'll tweet that you're.
They'll be like, "Oh, this Aram didn't tip me. Like, I didn't tip the Uber driver the other day, Ishmael. I'm so sorry, Ishmael. I
thought you weren't supposed to tip Uber drivers.
No, now you can.
Oh,
and Ishmael was awesome. He listens to the show, and we had a great time. And we get out, and I had too many beverages, and I just forgot to tip him, and I felt so bad after that.
Huh. You know what? For me, if especially in a place like Sonic, it all comes down to what the change I'm going to get. Like if I get a 10 and a 5 and 30 cents back, you're not getting a tip. But if I give like 3 or 4 ones, you might get a tip.
You're not going to give them the 30 cents even, or is that just too small?
I think 30 cents would be an insult. So, yeah. You know, if they got to give you the strip club change or the bar change.
I got you.
Instead of giving you a 5, they give you 5 ones.
Well, that's the first thing they teach you in bartender school is if you sell a drink for $10 and a guy gives you a 20, you give him back a 5 and 5 ones. You don't give him a 10 back.
That's exactly right. You're supposed to do that. Exactly. So if you don't know that and you just give me big, big bills, it's going to hurt you in the end.
It hurts you in the end, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, buy one, get one, boneless wings at Sonic. I will check that out for sure. I like buy one, get one, and I like wings, and I like Sonic.
And I like Mark Arum and everything that goes on.
What do we got? We got on tap on anything new? JohnnyKilbasa.com this weekend.
Yeah, I just put up a new podcast, and it's actually behind the scenes of an actual fast food review.
Ooh,
so there you go. From what happens on my end of the phone when we're talking.
Programming note: I am off Monday and Tuesday for the Jewish holiday, so we'll talk to you on Thursday. We could still do a football minute, Jews Nugget. We could still do a football minute on Thursday, though, right? That's ever ready.
I'll always have one in the holster for you. Yeah, we'll do one on Thursday.
Johnny Kilbasa, we appreciate you as always. And
if the cholesterol's high, baby. Ooh. Boomer. Follow me on Twitter. Listen to the podcast at JohnnyKilbasa.com.
At Johnny Kilbasa on Twitter. JohnnyKilbasa.com for the podcast. Appreciate you, bruh.
Anytime, bro.
Johnny K. Love that man. Love the times we spent at Turner Field. And then we go to the famous pub on North Druid Hills. Then we go to a place called The Pony. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
I have.
And then we'd go to Crystal on North Druid Hills. And then I'd collapse on his couch. Fun times. Fun times. Throwback Thursday listening to...
Bill Haley.
Bill Haley. Yeah. We'll come back with more of your calls. Turner Field Memories, 404-872-0750. This is The Mark Arum Show.
She said, I'm sorry, pretty daddy. I know you mean just to play. She said, I'm sorry, pretty daddy. I know you mean just to play.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750. WSB.
New bucket list item. I want to miss that. I want to meet that guy from Hardy Chevrolet. I love that guy's voice. There's the bucket. I want to meet Hank Aaron and the guy from Hardy Chevrolet. We love you and we need you. Awesome. Chris is up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Mark. I'm a camera operator that works a lot of the Braves games. And one of the games, I was running the camera right now, right next to the Braves dugout.
Mm-hmm.
The game was over. I'm setting up for post-game stuff, and all of a sudden, something hits me in the back. I look down, and there's a gray dust that's coming up. I look up, and there's a lady being escorted away by security.
Mm-hmm.
Another lady is still standing there, and she says something to me. I said, what? She says, that's her dad. I said, what? That's her dad. He was cremated, and she was trying to throw him onto the field.
Oh, no.
So I looked down, and there's like, and I don't mean to be mean, but there was like a little pebble of dad. I picked him up and threw him out on the dirt, and I said, well, at least part of him made it.
Chris, that's amazing. So my favorite Turner Field memory, and you'll, I don't know how long you've been doing it, but back when the Braves were on WSB radio, at the end of the game, around the seventh inning, I would leave the press box and go down next to the dugout to go on the field and interview the player of the game after. And Walter used to, you know that little door that would swing open next to the dugout?
Yeah.
And I used to walk out there. So I was going down, seventh inning, you know, whatever, it was no big deal, and I'm not really paying attention. And normally those seats near you in that dugout are always full. But for some reason, the first three rows were kind of empty at this game, and I'm like, oh, whatever. There was just two people sitting there. And I start walking down, and usually for the last three innings, I would sit in that front row, and then Walter would let me onto the field. And I'm walking down, all of a sudden, two dudes in suits come out of nowhere and stop me. And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, what the hell's going on? It was Secret Service agents. And I'm holding up my I'm holding up my press pass. I'm like, just here with the media. It was President Carter and his wife sitting down there. And so the usher comes up, he's like, oh no, he's media, he's okay, he's allowed to be down here. And I was so scared. I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. I'll go back to the press box. And Jimmy Carter waves me down. He's like, No, come down and sit with us. So for three innings, I got to sit next to the Carters at the end of a Braves game. But I was so scared, I didn't even talk to him. I didn't say two words to him the whole time.
Oh, yeah, trust me. Yeah, not to say too much, because you don't want to say too much when you're talking about Secret Service. But, yeah, you do definitely have to watch when when President Carter
said. Yeah, that was amazing. Now, that's not as amazing as you getting hit in the back with ashes. That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, that's the only time I've ever been hit with a dead body.
Great story, Chris. Thanks for sharing, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care, man. John in Snellville. John, real quick, Turner Field memory.
Well, Mark. It's not Turner Field memories. It's Atlanta Braves memories. I was actually there in 1974 when Henry Aaron hit 715, and they were giving tickets away at that time. They could not fill that stadium up. That was old Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. But,
I can't imagine that. I would love to. Can we play some audio here, Long?
Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left-center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Not at Turner Field, but a great Braves memory. Thanks for sharing, and let's do Star of the Show.
guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
Johnny Kilbasa with that Nuggets line. That was pretty funny.
That was hilarious.
Hamburger's not a boneless steak. Johnny Kilbasa gets Star of the Show. All right, a full show tomorrow night. We're going to have some fun. We'll continue the conversation right now on Twitter, at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. Instagram, Mark Arum. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.